Hi, folks. I'm Jelaine Fenner, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today program with my co-host,
Tom Majeure.
And Tom, we have a very good interview today, I feel, and it's something that I had been part of years ago. And you've just recently learned about one of these programs.
That's correct. We're talking about silent observers here in the northern Michigan, Wexford, Osceola, and Missaukee County. But that put us in contact with a statewide, even regional organization called Crime Stoppers. So this is going to be a very interesting program, and I want to thank our guests for their service.
And so, listeners, I pray that you will listen, you know, intently to this program. Silent Observer and Crime Stoppers, even though they're different names, they are the same thing. And so in the studio with us, we have Vance Edwards. He is president of the Cadillac Area Silent Observers. And I know Vance because when Silent Observer started, I believe you said 1991, I was on their, you know, board at the time. And then Vance joined us, and I can't remember when I finally left, just had too much going on. But Vance, you've been there quite a long time.
Since 1993.
Okay, so we're glad that you're here in the studio. He happens to live in the area. That's why he's president of the Cadillac area. And then on the phone is Julie Lopez, and she is the regional director of Crime Stoppers. Plus, you have some other titles. And Julie, you're from the Flint area?
Yes, yes. Thank you for having me. So I am the director for Flint and Genesee County Crime Stoppers and the coordinator for Bay County Crime Stoppers and for the other programs in the mid-Michigan area, basically from Genesee County up to the Mackinac Bridge east of I-75 is 1-800-422-JAIL's phone number. That's the program that we run up there. And then, like you mentioned, the regional director for Crime Stoppers USA, which is, I have Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois. And it's basically just sharing best practices and networking through all the different programs and letting everybody in our area know what is happening across the country with Crime Stoppers.
Well, I'm so glad both of you are joining us. And I think there might be lots of listeners out there that have no idea about either one of these programs. But before we get started, Tom, would you have a word of prayer?
Yes. Our great Heavenly Father, we know that you created a world that was free from sin, sorrow, and sickness. But Lord, we live in a sinful world, and there are people who are on the front lines that are trying to protect and help solve crimes and make our communities a better place. Mm-hmm. And we want to thank you for Julie and Vance, and be with our listeners and give them an idea of how they might be a part of making our community better here in our listening area. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, so Julie, we're going to start with you. When did you get started with Crime Stoppers? What year?
So I got introduced to Crime Stoppers, unfortunately, because of a tragedy that happened in our family. In 2011, my father-in-law was murdered in his home in Flint. And honestly, I don't even know if I had ever heard of Crime Stoppers before that. And I really thought, the whole family thought it was going to get solved, that the crime would be solved in 24 hours like it does on TV. But after a couple of weeks, we were pretty frustrated and feeling helpless and hopeless. And I reached out to a friend and I just said, I don't know what to do. And he said, you need to contact Crime Stoppers. And I said, what's that? So I got introduced to Crime Stoppers at that point. And I'm not the type of person just to sit around and just complain about things. So I ended up getting a job with Crime Stoppers. And long story short, I am now doing all those different titles that I mentioned earlier. And I'm very, very passionate about helping the other families who are affected by crime. Unfortunately, or fortunately, who knows? I guess I'd like to look at it as it's going to happen when, in God's time, right? That when it will get solved, it's still unsolved to this point.
So that's what, well, both Silent Observer and Crime Stoppers are trying to help solve crimes. Is that a good way to put this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. What we do is we help the community get information to law enforcement anonymously.
Okay. That's real important, anonymously.
Anonymously. If we don't have anonymity, then we don't have a program. So there are a lot of tip lines out there. The police officers, the police departments have tip lines. Everybody's got a tip line, but we guarantee anonymity to our tipsters.
You're very jealous about that. I mean, you're very adamant and you're very animated. Tell people what links you go to protect, because sometimes people have concerns about giving information that helps solve crimes. Why is that important?
Yeah, our 800 number goes to our program, and 1-800-422-JAIL goes to a call center in Canada, and the phone number is scrambled up before it gets there. We pay for those services, so we want to, it's constant education of letting everybody know that it is anonymous. Even with all this technology going on these days, we don't have caller ID at the call center. We don't tape the, there's no recording of the call. It doesn't say if you're a male or female. The tip is closely looked at before it's sent to law enforcement to make sure that the tipster didn't accidentally identify themselves, like my brother-in-law did this or my next-door neighbor did this. And then we have an app. It's P3 Tips app. It's a mobile app. And anything online, we don't track IP addresses. Everything is anonymous.
Well, and that's real important. I know, Vance, with working with Silent Observer, because people, they might be very close to the perpetrator, but they don't want to get in trouble. And then I know with Silent Observer, there is some monetary value if they give you a tip that leads to an arrest.
That's correct. The majority of our tipsters do not look for the reward at all. Now, we also know that many of our tipsters are criminals themselves looking for extra money. And at this point, we really don't care how we get those tips, how we put those puzzle pieces together, but we make money available for rewards that are basically looked at and reviewed once a month at the Michigan State Police Post here in Cadillac. And when we do have a reward, as Julie's talking about, we have the P3 program too, that anonymously we can go through the tipster with our ID number, and we can have a communication back and forth to let them know the status of the tip or if that tip led to an arrest. And in this rural county what we deal with, we only have like 72,000 people in 1,722 square miles, so we're really spread out. But what we find with our program since 91, we've had roughly 5,000 anonymous tips that have led to about 1,200 arrests. Mm-hmm. So every 4 to 5 tips we get, we can link it to solving a crime.
That's a pretty high rate.
Well, for our area, it is. Now, we don't have the tipster numbers that we would like. I did a 12-year study. 12 years ago, we had, say, 144 for the year. 12 years later, it was 144. But what happened in 2019, when the state of Michigan, and this based upon some of our prosecutors we work with and our law enforcement, when recreational marijuana came to the state of Michigan, when they reduced issues with sentencing, put people back out on the street early, we saw a disconnect with our public. Hmm. I think there was some trust issues. Why should I bother to make those calls? What should I do? And so we're trying to reach out again to the public to let them know, like Julie said, hey, our program is anonymous. There's got to be enough for you to look at to say, I can't take it any longer. I need to either call law enforcement, obviously, if it's a crime in progress, but utilize us many times for those issues you see that are suspicious activities or situations you want to report to somebody. It's very difficult in this day and age to make that happen because we were doing real well. We went from like 144 tips. 2019, it bottomed out when we were about 350 tips. So, and Julie, I don't know if you've seen your program, your tips increase or decrease, or if that had any effect on your program.
It didn't have any effect on our numbers of tips that came in, but it definitely had an effect on the successful tips.
Okay.
Like the ones that helped lead to an arrest. But, and then quickly after that was COVID, and they weren't lodging as many people in the jails. And there, you know, I mean, that's just a whole other situation. That why our successful tips were down, but we're ramping back up. This year has been a lot better than the last 2 to 3 years, so we're getting back to where we were before that.
So that's good and bad, both, isn't it?
That's what I was just gonna say. So does that mean?
No, yeah. actually, it's interesting. In the Flint area, crime is down substantially this year from last year, but our law enforcement, I feel, is just doing such a great job. They're getting things back in order where they're actually able to look at our tips and act on our tips, and they're helping them. But yet crime is down, so we're being a little bit more proactive the way I'm seeing it.
Interesting. You know, we've got 10 different law enforcement agencies that sit down at our table, and I think the thing that is real unique about this rural program in three counties is we work as a single unit with these, you know, uniforms that sit at the table. Many times they would not have an opportunity to interface, interact, and work together if we didn't have a program like this. And we know there are some we and theys because of I'm in this color, we do this. But when they come around that table, they have the best for everybody in that room, in all those agencies and beyond our catchment area. So as board members, and we have 18, we have 10 law enforcement and 8 volunteers, we appreciate seeing the camaraderie that takes place once a month and beyond when we leave those meetings.
Well, Vance, I experienced some of that. You and I were both in the Michigan State Police Citizens Academy, and you already had the high respect for the Michigan State Police, but there's, in the community and in the society, there was a negative backlash towards law enforcement, and as we have a program coming up really soon, or will be aired by the time this one is aired, with the Michigan State Police. And we learned so much of how we can help them and citizens. If we do this together, it makes our society better. Julie, would you kind of reflect on your agency, the largesse of your service area, how many units, police units and sheriffs and state police you work with? Give a scope of your organization.
In Flint and Genesee County, there are approximately 25 agencies, law enforcement agencies. And when I first started, about 90% of our tips were for the city of Flint, and only 10% were the outlying, you know, the other agencies. And I wanted to communicate better with the other agencies, other townships and cities in Genesee County. So I did. I started reaching out to them and letting them know that we were, Crime Stoppers was available to, you know, it's not, it may be not as violent of crimes, but you know, drugs are maybe some breaking and enterings and other types of crimes in their areas. And so for the last about 6 years, it's been 80% for the city of Flint, and 20% of our tips go to the other areas right outside of the city. And we've got a great relationship with all of those entities.
So when you got started, there wasn't anything like this down there in the Flint area?
The Flint area, they had a Crime Stoppers program, but it wasn't as robust as it is now. It takes individuals. They had an excellent board of directors that helped me get to reboot it. Basically, mm-hmm. We just rebooted the program. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And now, Crime Stoppers has a toll-free number if people want to report a tip. And what is that number?
Well, so it's interesting. Most of the people, and including law enforcement, don't understand that all these different Crime Stoppers programs are individually run by different board of directors throughout the counties that they serve. So not every single county in Michigan actually has a Crime Stoppers program. However, if a tip comes into our program or Vance's program, and it's for a county that doesn't have a program, we still send that tip to law enforcement. However, there may not be a reward available for that tipster because the funding isn't there from that county. So our Crime Stoppers program in the mid-Michigan area that we cover is 1-800-422-JAIL. And Vance, I know you have a different number, right?
Right. Yeah, we've got a couple. We've got 231-779-9215. Or 800-528-8234.
So yeah, I like that, and I'm glad you clarified that because that's why I thought somebody might see this a toll-free number to report a crime, and so they might call that number, but it has nothing to do with that area. But you don't. Right. You take that tip and you pass it on where it needs to go.
Yeah, that's the great thing about Crime Stoppers programs all across the country. We'll get some from Midland County, from Midland, Texas. Midland, Texas Crime Stoppers, they will send it to us because the tipster gave it to the wrong program. Like they Googled it and they found out, they said Midland, and it went to Midland, Texas, and they'll send it to us. So anywhere across the country, we work together on that, including payouts, because some tipsters need to leave the area, fear of retaliation, and they go to other parts of the country, and then they call, they tell us their tip number, and they say, well, I can't come to your area to get it. Can you send it to the state I'm in? And so we will look up what Crime Stoppers program is there, and then we will send the tip number to that Crime Stoppers program and then let them do that payout anonymously. So it's a wonderful relationship we have all across the country.
So let's just explore this a little bit because I want, you know, I've made this tip and I've got a reward and it's anonymous, but if you're going to give me money, how am I getting that money anonymously so nobody knows who I am, but yet I'm getting the money? So let's explain that a little
bit. That's a fear that a lot of people have, and we reassure them that the location that we have set up is safe. We need it safe for everybody involved because we don't know who that tipster is, and they're fearful for their own reasons. So every program has their own place that they would have safely to have them pick it up, and what they do is they go to this location. They only say their tip number and the dollar amount, however the program has worked that out. And then they're given an envelope of cash. We don't want to know who they are. That is the main thing. We let our tipsters know. It's our job to keep you anonymous. We're not there looking for finding out who you are. We don't want to know who you are. And actually in Michigan, we have a law in place that Crime Stoppers information cannot be subpoenaed. Mm-hmm. So that's an extra protection that we have in Michigan, which is excellent.
Well, because Vance, you mentioned lots of times tipsters are criminals themselves.
Well, they are. And it's just like Julie mentioned, we do have a safe location. It's got to do with cash in the envelope and tipster ID. And when the individual comes up, in this case, to a drive-through window, they are just given the envelope and you know, they head on with their life. But you're right. Many of our people that give the tips probably should be behind bars or in the court system. But once again, we welcome anybody at any time to give a tip that we think that would be helpful in leading to an arrest or solving a crime.
So when somebody calls and they have this tip, then the person on the other end, like, you know, Julie was very clear, you know, no recordings of what's being said. no caller ID, but then they're given a number and they're told you need to know this number.
Well, and what happens with the P3 program, just like Julie's, is the tipster's giving a tip ID number, and they can go back and they can check on this. But when the information is compiled based upon a landline, if you have a smartphone or a computer, all of the information is compiled. In our case, it'll come back and it'll ping our police officers' phones in the three-county area. And so many of the tipsters will get back and kind of annoyed, saying, well, you know, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, I gave a tip and I don't see anything done. And they don't realize that whether it's working with a narcotics unit or multi-agency task force, it takes time. Mm-hmm. And so they will try to keep communication with the tipster at a point in time where they can come up with a status saying it was either unfounded or you are subject to a reward if you would like to receive one.
Okay. So just, you know, want to encourage you to call this, and it really is anonymous.
It absolutely is. We have business cards that many of our police officers will utilize, and on the very back, it's got a QR type code that you can scan, and P3 tips will come up, and you can start your report at that point. Or it talks about, you know, completely anonymous. You will not have to testify. We don't want to know your name. Uh-huh. And so we are letting our public know that we need their help desperately, especially in today's world with all of the activity that continues that we just can't keep on top of.
Right. Well, and people do know things, or they've seen something. And especially if they're not a criminal, but they just happen to see something, but they don't do anything about it.
Well, and even in our brochure, we have some suggestions in there on ways to recognize suspicious activity. Because sometimes some of our people that have been sheltered or they don't understand the street as well as the rest of us will look at an object or situation and try to figure it out and pretty soon say, oh my, this is not right. So we're trying to encourage them a little bit, educate them a little bit. If it doesn't feel right, it's probably not right. Please give us a call.
So they don't have to call 911. I mean, that's the thing.
Crimes in progress, obviously, they'll call 911. Accidents, robberies in progress, shootings in progress, those type of things. But if there's other issues that they'll see cars come and go at a certain residence at all hours, or they'll have a chemical smell every time they walk by a house, or abandoned animals, or just things that you know are just not right, you need to make that contact. Please call one of our programs.
If I could add on to that also is, somebody had mentioned earlier about how we really need more men and women to fill those uniforms and do the job of community service of policing. And think about an anonymous tip that would come in that could help reduce their investigation time. I mean, what a load off of their workload, you know. I mean, that would really help them out, and they appreciate that. So it's a community service, really.
Well, it is, and even our fugitive unit of the Michigan State Police really access our program. Now, they don't show at the table. We really don't want to know who they are, and they want to know us, but we're working with anybody we can, and as Julie mentioned before, if we get tips outside the area, they go right to that area, and we try to do everything we can, because a crime prevented, whether it's Genesee County, Bay County, Missaukee County, it's a good thing.
That's
it's
right.
A good thing for all of us.
Yeah. So we want to encourage people, if they know about something regarding a crime, they need to make a phone call.
Julie, would you start off with your contact information and how our listening audience across the state of Michigan, and we stream worldwide, but in the United States, how they can be a help? You have national exposure, so tell how our listeners in Tennessee, as well as wherever, Florida or Michigan, can benefit Silent Observers or Crime Stoppers.
Sure, thank you. So, like I mentioned before, in the mid-Michigan area, it's 1-800-422-JAIL. But something that Crime Stoppers USA just put into place recently, it's not all out there in the news yet, but here we go. *Tips*, that is on your mobile device. Anyone across the continuous 48 states here can dial *TIPS, and it will go to your local Crime Stoppers program. They'll ask you a question, where are you reporting a tip on, and that is a service, that is a benefit of being a Crime Stoppers USA member. And so that is the best way to get a hold of letting law enforcement know your information anonymously. That's the best way to submit a tip. So if anybody would like to donate anywhere in the state of Michigan, I can make sure that you are connected with the right Crime Stoppers program if you'd like to donate to your county. And you can email me personally at CS, as in Crime Stoppers. So it would be csjulielopez@gmail.com. And let's say you wanted to donate to Midland County, then I would make sure that your donation, or I would get you in contact with their program. And that would really help us out, since we're a civilian run board of directors, and we don't get any federal funding, and we need funding to help pay out these tipsters. Thank you.
Okay, and Vance?
And with our program, you're more than welcome to contact us at any time for any general inquiries, and you can do that by lowercase Edwards, E-D-W-A-R-D-S, V as in Victor, W as in William, @gmail.com. Also, CASOTIPS, CASOTIPS.com, will link you to our website. We have a new website up and coming within the next 2 to 3 weeks. Or once again, landline numbers 231-779-9215, 231-779-9215, or 800-528-8234, 800-528-8234.
So what was the website again?
The website will be CASOTIPS, CASOTIPS.com.
CASO.
CASO. Cadillac Area Sound Observer.
Okay, tips.
.com. Yeah.
.com. Okay. Well, Tom, I hope that we've learned a little more, as well as our listeners.
Yes.
And I'm just so thankful that we have these programs that help our, you know, police officers around the state. So both Julie and Vance, I'm so happy that you've joined us, and we are going to be trying to educate the public.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Okay.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right. And so just remember, you can go to this new thing through Crime Stoppers USA, and on your cell phone, *TIPS, T-I-P-S. And I don't have the phone numbers right in front of me, but that, I think that's a wonderful thing. *TIPS.
Again, thank you, Vance and Julie. Bye now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.